We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Pat Riley, thank you for taking some time with us. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Anything for D. Wade and Wade County, I'm all in.
Everybody tune in on Friday night. We're doing the flashback ceremony. 7-9 Ticket's going to have a broadcast of the whole thing. And you guys put together this three-day full celebration for your best franchise player. What kind of went into the idea of doing something like that for him?
These kinds of things evolve. And from the standpoint of our first meeting, when we wanted to pick out the right date to retire his jersey, it was a one-night thing. And it was going to be a one-off, standalone night. But things turned into 3 days. His number was three, and he's got three titles, and we're going to have 3 days for him. So I think he deserves it, and we might be getting to a point possibly in the NBA when it comes to retiring numbers that you could have these kinds of events. But for Dwayne, he was an exceptional player for us, a tremendous role model, example, the whole thing, and so we felt this is going to be a lot of fun for him.
One of the images that stood out to me this summer was you guys. He released it on social media. You guys dressed as genies, dancing. Yeah. Can you take me to what was happening there? And then how much do you cherish those, I guess, moments after a guy's career is done? Yeah. You kind of get to unwind. You've done all the battles. What do those types of things mean to you?
Well, when you're coaching, a player, you never get really that close to them. When you're coaching a team, you're the boss, you're the coach. Everything is in a team, concept. I'm not saying that over the 17 years we didn't have dinner, have fun, go out and have team parties and everything. But this was unique. It was special. And Chris and I were, with Madeline, Mickey and Madeline Arison, Nick and Jenna were over there. And so they were over there celebrating their anniversary. And they came on board, and we just had dinner, and then we decided to have a party that night. And then it became a party in which everybody got dressed up, and they put a bunch of stuff on my bed, and it was a genie. And then he came out as a genie. And so it was a really fun night to be able to get outside of the box of basketball and just be really part of a family, which Dwayne and Gabby are part of the Heat family. And I'm the one that taught him the two-step.
That was your move?
I almost felt like I went back to my coaching days. I said, okay, get in the back and just follow me to the beat, and so Gabby was helping him, but Dwayne's a pretty good dancer, but I could cut a rug in my day.
He's had such a long career with you guys. Is there an ability for you to look at something and be like, this is the moment I knew he was going to be a special type of player for our franchise? Is there a practice, a meeting, something like that, where you're like, this guy's a little bit different?
The point that a player really opens up your eyes is when he doesn't have the fear of the bright lights or the stage to be able to take a game into his own hands and make a play that is going to win it. And that's what he did. And against New Orleans that year, that was the series in which you thought this kid was going to take another step. The next year, he took a step further. We ended up trading for Shaquille. He averaged 24 a game, and then the next year, we won a championship. So you never know it's ever going to happen until it happens, but a player will prove that somewhat to you over the course of 1 or 2 years.
The championship run, your last one is your last championship as a coach with him. He had one of the most ferocious final series you've ever seen.
Right.
Was there something that you saw in him click at that point where he became a champion?
Well, he became stronger and stronger. We were very, weak and poor in our first two games down there. We just weren't right. We weren't ready. Dallas was all fired up. They had a great crowd, and they had a great team. At that time, and especially with Dirk being in his prime. So and we lost the first two games, you know, in Dallas. And I think from that point of view, his competitive nature, you know, came out. The other players came together. And when we came home, you know, we won two very close games at home. I think game four, we blew them out. But he had a tremendous impact on those games at home. He just didn't want to go out this way. I can remember in game five or game three, he said, "I'm not going to go out this way." And he scored 15 consecutive points to help win that third game, which gave us life. And then we won game four and five. And then when we went down to Dallas, you know, I remember talking to the team saying, you know, just pack for one night. You know, that's it. We got to win in game six. I've been there too many times. If you think you got an extra game to blow and you're going to try to beat them in game seven, you're going to lose both games. So we went down there with the attitude to win in game six. He had a great game, 30-plus, and was the MVP. And that's, you know, 3 years into the league, he's the best player in the world.
How about in your mind the idea of retiring somebody's number, where it ranks in, I guess, individual accolades? Right. You know, you guys have now done this. Is going to be your fifth time for this franchise, and each one of them kind of feel like they have like this different. I guess Bosch and him are a little bit more together, but Wayne's vast over everything, right. And they all kind of feel like different eras of the Heat with Tim and Alonzo, Shaq, and now these guys.
Well, there's no doubt that Tim and Zoe, you know, they were part of the first team that really captured the imagination, I think, of Miami, and a team that could be really good. We had a really, really good team. You know, the 5 years they were together, we just had some tough, you know, seventh game losses, and you know, we had, you know, 50 plus win seasons. We had a 60 plus win season, and so both Tim and Zoe, you know, were great players for this franchise. You know, Zoe being a Hall of Famer, so their jerseys were going to go up, and it wasn't hard to do Shaq's. You know, I mean, Shaq is probably considered one of the greatest centers of all time, if not the. And he was amazing for us, just amazing for us in the 3 years that he was here. And he turned us, you know, from sort of a local team or a regional team into a global team. We weren't just part of the NBA. Once Shaquille O'Neal came here and he paired with Dwayne, the whole perspective of the Heat went to another level. And retiring Shaq's number was a no-brainer, and then doing CB's was the same. So, you know, Dwayne's got 17 years here. He is the prodigal son, basically, of the Miami Heat in Miami, and he deserves what he's going to get this weekend.
People always love hearing you speak in front of big crowds at bigger things. Do you prepare something for Dwayne? Or you? Well, I was talking to you, D. He was a shoot from the hip guy. What about you? Do you take time to write and think about these things?
I talked so much about Dwayne that anything that I say about him in front of an audience, it's been said before. You know, so there isn't anything new I can, you know, sort of bring out, you know, to explain how I feel about him or what he's done for us. So every single story that you know, had some flavor to it and some fun to it has already been out there. So I'll give some thought to a very short, but I hope poignant introduction to Dwayne, and I think his words are going to be more powerful than mine.
Before we get you out in, I really appreciate you giving me some time. This past weekend, the All-Star weekend, right. Dwayne was there as a judge. You kind of had, like, you know, your new young guys getting on this national stage. UD was saying it was such an amazing experience for the franchise. It felt like a nice little just a feel good for the franchise, like, right. After that, you guys have been through some ups and downs. Right. What did you take of the weekend, taking it in and seeing those guys have success and get some shine with
Dwayne
there?
Well, it's all part of doing your job on the court. And from the beginning of the season, and especially after we signed Jimmy Butler, and drafted Tyler, you know, bringing K-9 in or Kendrick Nunn and having Duncan here and Bam, Derek Jones Jr., even Chris Silva. You know what you have, Tyler here. We don't, but you don't know what's going to happen to him. You don't know how fast they're going to come along. And I think with Jimmy Butler and with Goran Dragic, basically as the two veteran guys that were playing, and Myers Leonard and Kelly, we had four guys and we had six young guys. And the six young guys really matured quickly. They produced, they performed, You know, I said, well, let's see what it's like after 20 games. And after 20 games, I went to 30 games. I went to 40 games. And so they're the real deal. And to have, you know, three young guys, you know, be able to go into the All-Star game, you know, especially as Derek in the dunk contest and win it, and Duncan in the three-point contest, and just having one bad rack and then get, you know, then win it, and then, you know, having Derek Jones Jr. just annihilate the rim. He had five perfect dunks. He never missed anything. Yeah. And so we had two out of the three winners. Thank God Duncan didn't win. Otherwise, I would have demanded a three-peat or something like that out of the thing. But and then to have Jimmy and Bam, you know, Bam won the skills contest, and to have him in the All-Star game too. We were very well represented. And I also feel like it let people know that we got good players. And I think they already knew, but for them to get selected and for them to be in the All-Star game, it's a great experience for them, and they gained great confidence out of that. So I think from that standpoint, we were well represented. But now it's all behind us, and I think, you know, all of the early season success and all the notoriety and all of the pluses that the players have gotten, the recognition, the All-Star game, now the reality is here, which is post-All-Star. We're in fourth spot. We want to make the playoffs. We want to have home court advantage. And the one thing that they have to realize, that all of those things are good, but what really counts is the winning. And so we don't want any letdowns. We don't want anybody to think that they're bigger than the team. And if you listen to all the prognosticators out there, you know, everybody who's predicting, you know, who's going to win, where are you going to place, you know, what position are you going to be in either conference? The truth is that nobody believes. I haven't heard it from anybody out there. Nobody believes that we can win a championship. The media. And I don't think many of them even believe that we're going to finish high. They give us a chance. They give us a shot. But there's something out there about them that don't have a real belief in us. And I think our players have more of a belief in what we can do than they do. So it's not to use that as motivation, but that's a reality. You have to continue to earn. Continue to earn your place by winning. Earn it more by winning and winning. And then, you know, when the playoffs start and you're in the playoffs, that's when a player is really, at that point, is really recognized, as was Dwayne. You know, when Dwayne all of a sudden started to play great in the playoffs, you know, you sort of earn your salt from that standpoint. And so that's where we are as a team. 28 games to go, 56 days left, and all of the good things that have happened to us up to this point, we got to make them even better. And so that perception out there that we're not the team this year is something that is not a reality, but it's a perception, and it's up to us to prove people different by having, you know, great games going down the stretch, and also when we get to the playoffs, is to play great.
Pat Riley, thank you for the time. I really appreciate it.
You got it.